Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 22, question 57. What comfort does the resurrection of the body afford thee? That not only my soul after this life shall be immediately taken up to Christ its head, but also that this my body, raised by the power of Christ, shall be reunited with my soul and made like unto the glorious body of Christ. And question 58, what comfort hast thou from the article of life everlasting? That inasmuch as I now feel in my heart the beginning of eternal joy, I shall after this life possess complete bliss, such as I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, therein to praise God forever. Amen. Well, obviously in this section of the Heidelberg Catechism, it addresses the topic that you could categorize as life after death. What happens? We exist as human beings under a great shadow. We know that we are all temporary. Now, much of the time, that seems absolutely incomprehensible. Surely someone as special as I am could not cease to exist, to function, to be. Even when people die all around you, it doesn't seem like a thing that would happen, that would happen to me. And yet it does. And we all live under this tremendous shadow. We're fading. We're temporary. Everyone we love will come to an end at one point or another, some sooner than others, but everyone comes to an end, at least in terms of our ability to interact with them, to enjoy being around them. If Christianity did not address that looming shadow, it would be very worthless as a religion. Paul says that in 1 Corinthians 15, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. And so it's a central part of the Christian confession. It's properly included in the creed that summarizes the basic doctrines of the faith, that we believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Both of those confessions are significant, and the resurrection of the body, perhaps, was especially significant in the context in which it was uttered and believed. There was certainly a school of Greek thought that thought of the prison, or of the body as a prison, excuse me, and what you were looking forward to was being able to ditch this prison of flesh and return to a purer world. But Christianity did not teach that. Christianity taught the resurrection of the body, because the salvation that Christ brings is not limited. It's not partial. It includes the whole man, body and soul. Indeed, it has impacts on the whole of creation. We're looking forward to a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. And so when Paul talks about the triumph of Christ over death, he puts it in these terms, 1 Corinthians 15:54. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. When is death swallowed up in victory? When the body is resurrected, reunited with the soul, and both made glorious and dedicated to the eternal praise of God, as it says in question 58 of the Catechism. This is the hope that we have to look forward to. This is our comfort and our certainty in the face of death, that victory will swallow up death because Christ has already been raised.